Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to P4P Real Talk. We are super excited to have you. This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on, as well as a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now let's talk. I am Desiree Fletcher, and hopefully we're soon to be joined by our good friend Kaylin Patterson. But either way, we are going to have a fantastic show for you this evening. Big weekend coming up for competitions, big weekend. Several shows are going on. Just want to take a second to highlight a couple of them. I know we've got the Mid-Atlantic Super Strength Weekend in Virginia. Whole weekend full of just a ton of different competitions. There's going to be crazy talent there. There's something for law enforcement, bodybuilding, modeling, anything that you want to compete in, they've got it. So big things coming up for them this weekend. Also, we have the National Southern States Classic coming up this Friday and Saturday. Big show for John and Becky Arnold with the NAMBF. So big, in fact, that they split their event up into 2 days. So Bikini is Friday night, 6 p.m., just Bikini itself. And then Saturday, we have bodybuilding and women's physique at 9:30 a.m. And then men's physique and women's figure at 3 p.m. And so that's April 22nd and 23rd for the National Southern States Classic. And then also April 22nd through the 24th for the Mid-Atlantic Super Strength Weekend. So it is the competition season, lots of stuff going on. As always, we try to cover as much of it as we can at the Midwest Muscle on Facebook, so check us out there. But if you don't see a show that you're going to be competing in, please let us know, because we want to get the word out and let as many athletes as possible know about the great shows that are going on. And with that being said, we have on a special guest with us tonight. You've heard from him before. He is Mr. Derek Davis. Derek, are you on with us? Well, possibly he's not on with us. I know that he's dialed in, so we might be dealing with a little bit of technical difficulty, but we'll see if we can't get him on with us shortly. But regardless, Derek is going to be talking with us tonight about a show, his show. He's got his own show now that he's promoting with DFAC, and we hope to be able to hear from him shortly. So if you give me a quick second, I will see if I can't get Derek on the line here. There he is. I hear breathing.
Okay.
Derek, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Oh, my God.
Excellent.
I love technology. I love it. I love it even more when it works. Well, welcome to P4P Real Talk. I'm not sure what happened. I had seen that you had called in, but then all of a sudden you weren't there.
So anyway. Technology has a matter of its own.
Yeah. Oh, well. Just blessed to have you on with us tonight. So I was telling our listeners and telling our folks that we're super excited to have you back because you are now going to be hosting your own show.
Yes, that is correct. We are hosting the DFAC Augusta Natural Bodybuilding Championships here August 20th here in Evans, Georgia, which is the adjacent city to Augusta. It's all kind of Augusta, but the specific city is Evans, Georgia itself. So,
all right, very exciting. So I know we are definitely going to get into more about that, but for anyone who's new to our show and maybe didn't get a chance to experience the last show that we had you on, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about who you are, a little bit about your competitive history, and then we definitely want to hear more on how you got started in being a promoter.
Definitely. Good evening, folks. How are you guys out there? Derek Davis. I am a DFAC pro bodybuilder. I'm also an active duty Army soldier for the past 19 years now. As far as getting a competition is concerned, I started probably a couple years ago, roughly. Just decided, you know, I wanted to take my physique to another level and, you know, see what I could do, you know, maybe on a competitive standpoint. And I did my first show was the WNBF show, the North Georgia show. And I started in physique, actually. So I started in that class, and okay. I won that show. My next show was my good friend Ricky Houghton's show, a DFAC show. So I was a men's athletic class. I won that show. And my next show, I started to kind of take a detour in the middle of prepping for a pro physique show. I kind of did some confer with my coach, and we decided that we'll take a different route just to kind of see where, you know, we would really take our physique. And wanted to give bodybuilding a shot and gave it a shot at the Minnesota Mayhem, which I'm quite sure if you haven't heard about that show, you're probably somewhere in a cave because it is definitely the show to be at.
Definitely.
So we won the class, won the lightweight class of that show. And following that, went on the world to the DFAC Worlds and had a phenomenal time and actually won my class and won the Amateur World Championship, which was I'm still, you know, trying to soak that in, honestly. So everything happens so fast
that's pretty
over
amazing.
A year time. So.
Yeah, you had a great run. I mean, really just moving from one level to the next and just seeing nothing but success in everything that you've done.
Right, and that was the plan. I had bodybuilding in my sights, I would say, from the beginning. But, you know, I just wanted to start slow, the slow progression overall and not kind of, you know, jump out there and burn myself out or not feel prepared or ready to be at that level. So I think, the course that we took was pretty methodical and I'm still staying the course and making sure that I'm ready to do what I need to do for the next competition.
All right, so you've already got another competition in your sights. Well, we'll have to hear some more about that. But I'm still, I mean, you're talking about reeling from, you know, the success you had at DFAC Worlds, but I'm reeling that you've only really been competing about 2 years, and now you're a promoter, getting ready for your first show, which has got to be so incredibly exciting. So tell me a little bit about that journey. How did you get started?
Well, it's kind of interesting, I would say. Like I say, everything kind of happened fast last year, and I did some conferring with some of my good friends, that I have. Definitely Ricky Howe. Ricky Howe's a pretty good close friend of mine. Lives an hour away in Atlanta, and we talked. We had talked before. A decision was made about possibly we needed to bring something to this general area where I live because we have a big community of bodybuilders here, believe it or not, on all spectrums, NPC and the natural side. But we don't have a show here. It's nothing here, so everyone has always had to travel at least an hour, 2 hours away or further to, at least, compete. So we kind of put the brains together and just kind of did some reconnaissance, I would say, and to say, hey, will this work here? And we just kind of to say, hey, it can only work if we actually try it. So we made the decision. He kind of poked and prodded me a little bit, but I think it was a good decision, and we're moving forward. We're moving forward with putting on a spectacular show here in Augusta. And if you haven't experienced a DFAC contest, then you're in for a treat. I will tell you that. It is different from any other contest that you're going to ever go to.
So tell us about that. Let's expand. So first, if anyone doesn't know what DFAC stands for, let's get a little more clarification there. But then tell us what's the difference between DFAC and other organizations that are out there.
Well, the DFAC stands for the Drug-Free Athletes Coalition. Okay, and it's a this is the American component of that, and we also our sister component of the DFAC is the BNBF, the British Natural Bodybuilding Federation, and obviously we combined at the end of the year to do our world competition in Miami with the UK, you know, contingent coming over to Miami and we compete there. But the difference, you know, that I've seen that's, you know, either competing or spectating different organizations is that it's just the level of professionalism that I see and the care for the athletes. We strive, mm-hmm. our goal is, you know, by athletes for athletes. We strive to put the athlete first in everything that we do. It's not about us. It's not about me. You know, I know people, you know, it's my show, it's my show. It's not really my show. It's the athlete's show. I'm just the guy that's hosting it and promoting it and setting the venue for the athletes at the end of the day because I want them to have the best experience when they step on that stage from the beginning to the end. Like, man, you know, I really enjoyed that show, regardless of placing, et cetera. You know, I want them to have an overall great experience. I mean, you work hard, you train hard, you diet hard, you go through so many emotions, you know, throughout a prep or season or whatever the case may be. So we want them to experience, you know, something different. We want them to feel welcome. We want them to feel like, man, this is about me, not about, you know, anyone else out there at the end of the day. So just when you step on this, when you just see the venue itself, when you see the stage lighting, the, you know, the banners, the, and just the, you know, the care that the people, you know, that are helping with the show have, that sets you apart. You're not feeling rushed to do the next thing or whatever the case, you know. It's truly about the athletes, and that's what we strive to do.
All right, fantastic. So, and you know, what you're saying is you sound a lot like Vicky McCann, who is the heading up of the international contingent of the DFAC, and that just, you know, goes to show how consistent all of you are with the care of your athletes and the goals for what you have in mind for them, the experience that you want to provide for them. You know, Leif Anderson, you were just in his show, Minnesota Mayhem, and, you know, you have talked at nauseam, like, well, you've talked a lot about just how special of an experience that was and how great that show was, and I could only imagine that you're looking to provide the same kind of experience and atmosphere for the athletes this August.
Most definitely. Like I said, it's you know, Leif really you know, set the stage, I think, throughout the bodybuilding community, and for what I could see from my viewpoint, from my vantage point. It was a spectacular show. It was, you know, just how everything was laid on, you know, the care and the love and everything that was shown to the athletes and for those athletes to step on stage and have their time to shine, you know, for their you know, particular classes was just, it was phenomenal overall. And we want to try to, you know, emulate that the best we can down here in DFAC Augusta as well. And throughout the DFAC community, you know, that's one thing that we strive to do is just try to provide a, you know, a competitive atmosphere, but at the same time, an atmosphere where the competitor is not stressed and relaxed because it's already stressful enough getting to that day. And mm-hmm. you don't need the yep. extra stress on top of that step into the venue. So we don't want that. We don't want that vibe. We don't want that atmosphere. We want that atmosphere to be serene and good to go and where competitors can feel that, hey, I can waltz out on stage and do what I need to do to, you know, present myself in the best manner possible.
Exactly. And so what classes are you going to be offering this fall?
We're going to be offering all classes. We're offering bodybuilding, you know, open, you know, novice, masters, team bodybuilding, junior bodybuilding, men's athletic, which is the equivalent, which is men's physique for most of the organizations, but in the DFAC, we call it men's athletic. Women's open bodybuilding, women's physique, or women's athletic, we call it, but women's physique is other classes, other organizations will call it. Figure, bikini, and we also offer the wheelchair divisions. If there are any wheelchair you know, personnel out there that want to compete, we will have that division. We will have all the divisions available, you know, for the competitors out there to, you know, have an opportunity to compete.
Well, and that in itself is exciting because I know even just in the P4P family, we have several wheelchair athletes, and so they're always looking for
right.
opportunities and trying to encourage, you know, other individuals who may be in a wheelchair to really take a serious look at the sport and to get involved. So the more opportunities and more places, the better. So, you know, in the same tone that you are trying to raise the level of the show experience that you're trying to provide, talk to us a little bit about, you know, the kind of athletes that you're looking for to participate.
Overall, I mean, we see, you know, throughout the industry and, you know, the competitive arena, you know, different types of athletes. We're definitely looking for people that have trained hard, that have, you know, put a level of dedication into this sport and really take it serious at the end of the day. You know, we mm-hmm. welcome everybody, don't get me wrong, but at the end of the day, it is still a competition, and someone, you know, has to place, you know, quarterly. And we, in the DFAC, we take pride in ensuring that, you know, when, you know, we offer a pro card that, you know, this person is ready for that next level, because we don't want to set someone up, quote unquote. You know, you're a pro, but then you step on the pro stage and you realize that you're clearly not ready for that next level.
Yep.
We take that pretty serious. And I think that, you know, most people should take it serious, because, I mean, it's a different level when you're stepping up against a pro who's been competing for 2 decades, and, you know, who's been mm-hmm. in the game for a while and won world championships and, you know, et cetera. So it's we're definitely looking for those type athletes that have that competitive edge, that are serious about, you know, their training and their nutrition and competing overall.
I mean, and that's, I mean, I'm just glad to hear that you're taking that approach, because that's kind of it's a challenge that you see a lot in across different organizations, that, you know, we have folks that win pro cards and then they go on to compete at the pro level and they're nowhere near ready, and they go and have a less than stellar experience because their bodies just weren't quite ready yet for the level of competition that was there. And so
right.
it's always good, I think, when a promoter sets that standard, or at least is honest about, you know, things that you can expect and what happens next after you get that pro card. Because, you know, a lot of times people will win and then they're like, well, what does happen next? And they're not really quite sure or how to go about really prepping for that experience. So,
right, and you're right on that. And like I said, we just don't want to – you don't want to rush someone into, you know, you know, getting a pro card, and they realize that, oh, I'm a pro, but I'm, you know, step on that stage and I'm not, you know, as competitive as the people, you know, in the top 3 to 5 spots or whatever the case. And what happens is you lose motivation sometimes. Not maybe everybody, but someone may
yep.
you may lose motivation and say, hey, you know what, I'm done with this. I can't, you know, compete. But it's not. But as you know, it just takes time and education overall to really understand this sport. And that's something that I've really kind of dove into over the course of the last year plus, just ensuring that I, you know, I become a student of the game and studying and learning, you know, what it takes to be at those elite levels, and you know, to surround myself with people that, you know, that have the knowledge of how to, you know, get to that next level, not only from a competitor's standpoint, but also as a promoter as well.
Mm-hmm. And so, what has the learning curve been like going from athlete to promoter?
It has been pretty interesting, to say the least. I have learned some good and I learned some bad, you know. And it's eye-opening for me. You know, nothing is perfect. No one is perfect at the end of the day. We're human. But it's definitely been an eye-opening experience, to say the least. I kind of, you know, when I first, you know, say, oh, yeah, I'm a promoter, I'm like, okay, well, what's next? Just like you said, you know, well, what's next as a promoter? You know, what do I do? Where do I start?
Yeah.
So I don't know if Ricky Howe's listening, but that guy, he's a lifesaver. We talk regularly, you know. I also hit Leaf up as well, and just the whole team, everybody in the DFACT family. We try to you know, ensure that whatever the next person needs, we can at least, you know, provide that answer for them. I point them in the right direction, and that's what it's about. And that's in anything that we do in mm-hmm. life. You know, you should be able to point someone, you know, in the right direction. So that it can be successful in whatever it is that they're attempting to do at the end of the day.
So what are some of the tougher lessons that you've learned so far that you are learning?
Well,
if you're willing to share.
I won't share everything, but I will tell you that certain you – I will say this, and I'll just, you know, be honest and straightforward, is, you know,
sure,
everyone does not have your best interests at heart. Even if, you know,
yeah,
you're trying to do the right thing and pushing forward and ensuring that you, you know, showing that level of care for, you know, all those around you. But there's always one, you know, or a couple that don't have your interests at best heart, and I will leave it at that.
No problem. No problem. I mean, and this is real talk, so, you know, we got to ask those questions sometimes. But, you know, it's just good to know. And that's with anything, you know. It's especially when you have a giving nature, like I know that you do, because you do a lot to help the next generation of bodybuilders that's coming up, and you're doing your part now to, you know, continue to foster the sport from the other end of the spectrum. So you're a military man. You're a family man. Sounds like you're still an active competitor, getting ready for a show somewhere here in the mix. And at the same time, you are coaching, or at least offering posing advice, you know, helping others. And you are planning your own show. How are you making time for all of this? Or how is all of this being done?
Oh, man, it's really tough. And you forgot to add, I'm also in college. I'm also enrolled in college as well. So I'm also taking two college classes at the same time.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I totally forgot about that. I am so sorry. Yes, you are in class at the same time. Oh, my goodness. So that's just double. Your wife has to be
insane. Yeah, it's pretty – it's I've learned – that it seems like there's not enough time in the day to do all these things, and to try to, it's really all balance at the end of the day. And I'm learning that, you know, I continuously learn and refine, you know, the balance I have in my life at the end of the day. You know, my wife definitely helps me with that. You know, she's a business owner herself, so she ensures that, hey, we ensure that we're good to go for each other. We make sure, hey, have you done this or have you done this? We just kind of keep checking up on each other and ensure that we're where we need to be, you know, at whatever time we need to be there, as far as moving forward and setting calendars and reminders and all those different things and whatnot to ensure that we're doing what we need to do.
Oh, my gosh. And how are your academics coming? When are you supposed to graduate?
I'm shooting for this end of this year. It's pretty tough right now. I was going to up that load, and then I took on a promoter role. I said, well, I better pump those brakes there a little bit. but we're hopefully either the end of this year or the early next year for sure. I just got to go ahead and complete this and move on to the next thing. So at the end of the day.
Definitely be sending warm and fuzzy vibes your way for all of these things. So
definitely.
Oh my
definitely.
God, I'm still amazed. So the show is coming along. What's your goal? What's your target? How many athletes are you hoping to have participate in your first effort?
Well, that's always an interesting, I guess, not question, but I guess looking at, you know, having a look at other shows and what, let's talk to other people of what they started with versus, you know, what they ended up with. I was like, man, you know, well, mm-hmm. I hope I can at least get that. But my goal, I will tell you that my goal is to have a minimum of 50 athletes. And that's, you know, to me, that's pretty, I think that's manageable, I believe.
Yeah.
I've heard of, you know, shows starting with less or whatever the case. I mean, if I can get more than 50, of course, I'm going to be doing cartwheels, but especially for a first year show, you know. But I think we're going to push that. And, you know, I did put an effort out a few weeks ago. I did a live show to where I offered something. I offered something for our active duty military. And if you didn't know, active duty military will have free registration with the purchase of an all-day pass. Okay. You know, just giving back in you know, the best way we can to that particular group of competitors. And we are next to the Cyber Center of Excellence. I'm, you know, stationed right here. And so, you know, we wanted to do that for them. So once again, active duty military. So if you're active duty military out there, Your registration is free. All I need you to do is just purchase an all-day pass. That's it. That's all you got to do, and your registration is free. So definitely want to spread that word.
And where can they go? Yeah, for sure. I mean, and where can they go to get more information? Do you have a website that's up, Facebook page, or where do people go to find out more about what's going on, dates, locations, all of that good stuff?
They can go to www.AugustaNaturalBodybuilding.com. And on that page is everything you need to know, registration, tickets, you know, the different classes and whatnot, as well as if you're active duty, it will have a checkbox at the bottom of the page where you click that link and you register and you go from there.
All right. Well, that's going to be easy enough. So, folks, just remember, and we'll repeat this again at the end of the show, but AugustaNaturalBodybuilding.com. In fact, you can start looking it up now and start checking it out before the show is even over. But don't stop listening because we still got more to go. But check it out because we definitely want to help Derek out and get more people out there and just get more people exposed to the sport. So you've alluded, and I've kind of continued on that you are going to be prepping or are prepping for a show or shows coming up. What is it that you have on your radar?
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know. So, inquiring minds are going to get an answer.
Well, I don't keep, I guess, too many secrets when it comes to that. Not necessarily prepping right now, but I will prep for the Minnesota Mayhem. That show, it obviously now holds a special place in my heart after, you know, after competing there last year. And this year we're actually breaking down the classes accordingly, so lightweight, middleweight, heavyweight. And I'm looking for some competition up there. I really am. I am looking to bring and present a package that was better than before. That is the goal. And we're working hard right now to shape and form and do what we need to do to ensure that we're presentable when I hit that stage. So looking forward to that.
Awesome. And when does that take place? I should know this. I should already have this date on my calendar, but I don't. Sorry, Lee.
It will be October 1st. October 1st is Minnesota Mayhem up in Duluth, Minnesota.
Gosh. So you are going to be in the throes of prep when your show is going on. Oh, my God. I can't even believe it.
That is just
amazing to me.
Woo! Definitely.
So are you having to taper back then on the coaching and the things that you're doing a little bit just so you can fit the rest of this in, or are you still going full bore in those areas too?
I am going full throttle for the most part.
Oh, my gosh.
I just recently, and I haven't really advertised a lot of stuff. I guess it's probably going to get advertised now. But I've started pose coaching a little bit more. If you don't know, posing is kind of probably, well, not probably, posing is my staple. As I tell any competitor, you can have the best looking physique in the world. If you can't present it to the judges on that stage, then you're not going to place well. Bottom line, you need to be able to pose. And every show that I go to, every single show that I go to, I see bad posing, and it really irks me because to be a student of this game, it goes beyond training and nutrition. You need to study every single area of being a competitor at the end of the day. You know, training and nutrition are the big things, got it. But it's the small things that get people, not places, you know, maybe high as they want to place at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And I think pose is the number one of those things at the end of the day. So definitely doing some pose coaching off to the side. A lot of people reaching out I love it. I love doing it. I love helping those individuals that want to be able to, you know, present themselves accordingly, and let's go from there.
Yep, and you know, that's something that I totally agree with, and Kaylin does too, because we've talked about this several times before. When you've put in all the work, your, you know, workouts have been on point, your nutrition has been on point, your tan is on point, you've got the right color, and then you get on stage and your posing is just off. And that can be all the difference between, you know, top five, first place, or not, you know, not placing at all. And it really just is so critical. So I actually want to take just a couple minutes. I know we're here to talk about the Augusta Natural, and we will touch base on that some more. But just while we're talking about posing, what are some just basic tips for anyone who's listening that say, hey, when it comes to posing, these are like the three things you really need to focus on? And maybe one of them
three
is
things.
Find a coach. I don't know.
Well, two things to, I guess, focus on. Number one, know your body. Know your strengths of your body. You look at physiques, you know, from a judge's standpoint or just looking at a physique in general, you need to know, hey, where your weak areas. We all have some type of weak area, some area that's better than the other, more developed than the other. You need to know those particular areas. The next thing is knowing how to manipulate what the judges are viewing at the end of the day. Obviously, you're going to be up on that stage, you're going to be at an angle, and you need to be able to tweak your body in a way to where, hey, I am contracting what I need to contract, you know, where the judges are seeing what they are seeing. It's kind of, we always hear, you want to give that illusion, even if you have some weak areas, you want to give that illusion that, hey, it's there at the end of the day. So what I try to work on that with, different, you know, competitors overall is just trying to highlight, hey, making sure that you're not hiding anything per se, but at the same time, you're still showing it and you're contracting to do what you need to do to present that particular muscle group accordingly.
Okay. Now, and from the DFAC perspective, is there anything different that the judges may be looking for, per se, than any other organization, or it's pretty much standard across the board? You know, for instance, like bikini, certain back poses are acceptable, certain others are not, depending on what organization you are competing under. Are there any of those watch-outs for DFAC that, you know, someone considering your show who may just be jumping into DFAC for the first time should know?
Right. So specifically with the men's athletic class, we do allow in the DFAC a modified, like, version of certain bodybuilding poses, not full-blown bodybuilding poses, because I'll see at different shows a lot of physique guys want to do bodybuilding, you know, type poses, and you're not a bodybuilder,
okay.
You're a physique guy or athletic guy.
Yep.
So, for instance, like for men's athletic, for us, you know, we'll say, you know, if you do you're facing front and you can do a single bicep pose with your front pose at the end of the day, that's acceptable for us. The same thing, you know, with the abs, ab pose, or whatnot, ab and thigh pose, because obviously with the DFAC, for men's athletic in the pre-judging, you'll be wearing swim shorts, basically kind of like the classic physique look. It is a classic physique look overall. You'll wear your swim shorts in the morning, and in the evening show, you'll wear your board shorts. So you will have your legs judged. If you're out there and you're thinking about doing men's athletic in the DFAC, your legs will be judged during that morning. The prejudging overall.
Okay.
So, but we do have that modified pose for those men's athletic class in the DFAC or whatnot.
Okay. All right. And will you have like this information on your website for the Augusta Natural, or is there a DFAC site that folks can go to get all these particulars?
Yes, there's the. If you go to the website, if you click on the front page, the DFAC link should be actually it's at the bottom of the page on the on my website, augustanaturalbodybuilding.com, or you can go to www.drugfreeathletescoalition.com, And all this information is going to be on there. It's going to tell you the judging criteria. It's going to tell you the standard as far as what the judges are looking for each class, you know, overall, for bodybuilding, you know, women's athletic, men's athletic, and so forth.
Okay, very cool. And I would assume, too, so your show is in Augusta, but, I mean, we have listeners from all across the United States and even some internationally. So how wide far is DFAC for, you know, other listeners who are like, wow, this sounds amazing. I want to, you know, get involved with this organization, but I live in, you know, Detroit or I live in Oregon or, you know, is the organization pretty widespread? Where there are lots of opportunities for competition, or is it kind of, you know, organized in just certain pockets in different places across the U.S.?
We're pretty widespread, and we are growing. I will tell you that. From last year to this year, we went from, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say 6 or 7 shows last year, and I think this year, I think we're like, we doubled that this year alone at the end of the day. So we're moving up, and we're spreading. You know, throughout the United States at the end of the day. So it's exciting to see new promoters coming on, you know, individuals that are interested in something different and like I say, a different, I don't say different style of bodybuilding, but it is a, you know, definitely more, hey, this is serious. This is, we're about, you know, holding the standards high. And that's what sets us apart from, you know, the different organizations out there, because we won't waver from our standard at the end of the day. We want to ensure that, hey, everyone knows that, hey, this is the standard. This is what we're gonna always stand by. But we are spreading, and if, you know, depending on where you are in the United States, we will find you a show. We will definitely find you a show. I will link you up with that promoter, and we'll get you squared away.
Awesome. So excited. I mean, I am so happy for you that you are jumping into this of the game. I mean, I know this is going to be a phenomenal show for you. So the one question on my mind, which I know other people are out there thinking it, but they might not ask it. Have you decided on what the trophy is going to be? Because we all got to know.
Well, we're still working on some things right now, and we definitely want to do something special for, you know, our overall winners, or, you know, that win the show. So we're gonna have some surprises. I can't release everything all at once, so I would like
That's
to release
true.
It in phases at the end of the day.
Okay. Well, I tried, folks. I tried. So you're just gonna have to keep an eye on AugustaNaturalBodybuilding.com. And get signed up, check it out, and he'll be letting us know a little bit at a time. So from the beginning, what's the date? Where is it at? Registration, I'm assuming, is open. When's the cutoff? All that great stuff.
Excellent. Right now, the show is August 20th. It is here in, I say, Augusta, Georgia, in this general area. At the Jabez Sanford Hardin Performing Arts Center, very nice venue. You know, we're offering all classes, bodybuilding, men's athletic, women's athletic, figure, bikini. So we're definitely offering all those particular classes. Registration is open. It has been open for about a few months now, actually. So registration is open. You can go to the website, www.AugustaNaturalBodybuilding.com, click on the registration and tickets link, and click on contest application form, and then you can fill out all your information there. You can pay there and move forward. And the same thing goes for any sponsors or vendors that are interested in becoming a sponsor or vendor for the show. We definitely want you to, you know, reach out to us. You can go to the website as well, click on the sponsor vendor registration form, or contact me through the website, and I will definitely respond to you. I try to promptly respond, you know, to messages that I receive to ensure that, you know, we're doing what we need to do to take care of folks out there.
Awesome. So, and with that being said, now would be a great time for you to give a shout-out to any of the folks. Well, you've already been given some shout-outs, but give them a shout-out again to any of the folks that have been helping you along the way, even in your own competitive journey. Any sponsors that you may already have, go ahead and let them know how much you appreciate them.
Definitely. Well, first and foremost, I have to give a shout out to my lovely, beautiful wife of 10 years.
Yes.
We just celebrated our anniversary last weekend, whatnot. So,
congratulations.
Definitely. Thank you. Definitely have to give a shout out to her, the person, you know, foremost. Before her, even, I got to give a shout out to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because without him, I wouldn't be able to do any of this or even have, you know, the mind to be able to do any of this. So I am definitely grateful. Just the entire DFAC promoter, you know, team, you know, Vicky, Rich, Michael, Ricky, Leaf, Nicole, I mean, I can't name them all, but everybody, all the DFAC promoters, I reach out to them in some capacity, you know, either offering help or, you know, seeking help, and they quickly respond to, you know, the things that I ask, and we try to keep a tight-knit group, and we try to support each other as best we can, even with the distance. I tell you, I can hit, I don't think Vicky McCann ever sleeps. I really don't think she sleeps at all.
I don't think she does either.
I can hit her at any time of the day or night, and she responds promptly. I'm like, do you ever sleep? And she's like, oh, I'll just get ready to go to sleep now. And it'd be like 3 o'clock in the morning for her, you know. So I was like, whoa. So I'm like, but I'm definitely grateful for all the support and help that I've had overall with this show. And, of course, promoters and sponsors, I mean, sponsors and vendors and whatnot. So we have, right now we have Tiger Fitness and MTS Nutrition on board. We
nice.
Also have Wolf for Life Training and Nutrition. And if you don't know, that is Sean Wolf. He's a DFAC pro bodybuilder as well. And he's pretty well-known throughout the bodybuilding community. Our tanning is going to come from Exotica Tanning, who is our premier tanner for the DFAC Worlds, Roxana Parker there. And we also have Better Aesthetics, who will be doing our videography and photography coverage for the actual show. And I'm pretty excited about that because Nick Colville and his team are pretty phenomenal in how they set up and how they shoot these shows overall. They give you an awesome experience. So I'm definitely looking forward to having him on. This will be his actual first DFAC show that he will shoot, and
okay.
I'm pretty stoked about that. So, yep. So that's just
it's
a few,
funny.
And we're definitely, like I say, if you're you know looking to be a sponsor vendor, then hey, look us up. We'll be happy to have you, and. We definitely want to make this a spectacular experience.
Well, I have no doubt that that's exactly what it's going to be. I mean, you've already got a great start on, you know, your supporting companies that are going to be there representing and offering services to the competitors. And I know just from your work ethic and the background from the other shows that you've already experienced that you're going to bring a lot of great experience and vision to this show. So super excited for you. And be sure to keep us posted on, you know, new developments and different things going on. So when you finally announce what those trophies are, we want to know so we can announce it on the show also. So
definitely.
Be sure that you let us know. But, Derek, thank you so much. I mean, I'm just blown away that you even took time to be on our show. So we really appreciate it. We appreciate you sharing. We're really wanting to highlight, you know, just the high-caliber shows that are out there and the promoters that are putting them on. So thanks so much for taking the time out of your schedule to share with us.
Thank you for having me on.
And I guess now go and enjoy your evening, get some sleep. I don't know what you're doing. Off to your next adventure, but we will be talking to you soon.
All righty. Have a good evening, everyone.
You too. You too. Wow. So another great show coming. DFAC. You know, not a lot of people may have heard about it before, but there is a lot of momentum growing behind this organization. So I definitely encourage all of you to check it out. It's an exciting time for the sport. I mean, there are just so many organizations out there working so hard to raise the bar on the types of competitions and experiences and the number of experiences that they're offering. And they're doing it all for you, the athletes, so that you guys have premier events to showcase all of your hard work that you put into the sport that you love. So do take your time, even if you have an organization that you have been competing in, you love that organization, great experiences. You know, it doesn't hurt to just broaden your horizons and take a look at some other organizations that are out there, because it could also open up your world to a whole other group of competitors that maybe haven't branched over to your neck of the woods either. So just a great opportunity to meet more folks and do all the things that, you know, as competitors we love to do, and that's compete with great people who have a passion for all the things that we have a passion for. So with that in mind, thanks for joining us on P4P Real Talk. Be sure to check out p4pmuscle.com. Learn more about all of their great products, programs, because they are more than just supplements. You might be surprised on what they have to offer. With that being said, Kaylin and I will be back this Thursday. I think we are on tap to have an awesome program about bullying, no doubt, in an organization that is making strides and trying to make this a better place for anyone and everyone, especially those who may have been being victims of that. So have a fantastic evening. Your body is a temple, so let's build it.